4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. The final half hour of hour number three on this Monday, January 6, 2025 edition. On Saturday, Joe Biden, in his final parting shots at the American people, gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to two people. That was an absolute middle finger to the American people, his final parting shots to us. Presidential Medal of Freedom to Hillary Clinton and George Soros. Absolutely amazing. But nothing should surprise us. After especially pardoning his son, Hunter Biden, just how much more damage can he do to the country here over the next 2 weeks? Unbelievable. Looking at Lansing, Michigan's 2023-2024 Democratic trifecta is over. But the governor is still waiting on 111 bills from the last term to be presented to her for signing. MERS News Service found numerous bills enrolled from the December 10th through December 31st lame duck session. Following bills passed in the House and the Senate needing to be sent to the governor for signature. However, the bills must officially be presented to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Once formally presented, a 14-day period begins. And if not signed within that 14-day period, the legislation would not become law. Well, looking at the calendar, December 23rd alone, 86 House bills were enrolled. The presentation consists of the House Clerk's Office constructing the formal format for the governor to sign, and legislative staff do not currently face rules concerning how long they can take for finishing to make the official presentation of the bills. One of the attorneys, the lead government relations partner for Honigman, a law firm in Lansing, said there are no rules regarding it. Additionally, budget bills generally take longer, particularly in this age of the omnibus and school bus bills, where you got thousands of pages with lots of numbers, lots of decimal points. Everything needs to be proof read perfectly. Additionally, he said there's only so many clerk staff available to prepare the bills, and with a large number of them being forwarded to Governor Gretchen Whitmer in late December, this process can take a little bit longer to work through the volume of all the bills necessary to reach the governor's desk. The legislature went much later in the year than it normally does. And so you got a couple of state federal holidays mixed in, along with the volume, the calendar, and the lateness of the legislative session will absolutely play a role in the delay in getting the bills to the governor's desk. However, once the full official presentation is finished by the staff, the 14-day window to sign the bills will be measured in hours and minutes, according to the state constitution. Because the 2023-2024 legislature has adjourned, a bill that is not signed within 2 weeks will basically become a pocket veto, which means it's rejected by the governor without her officially signing the veto of the bills. What we've seen normally happens in this is that the legislature tries to get the bills to the governor's office 14 days before the end of the legislative session. That way there's fewer opportunities for a pocket veto. However, that was not the case this year. Additionally, and this is kind of interesting, according to the Michigan Justice Advocacy Group, if the legislature is still in session for the year, including recess days, a bill can automatically become law 14 days following the presentation if the governor does not veto it or return it to the lawmakers for any final adjustments. However, now that the legislative session is over, the opposite will occur. 14 days, all the bills will be pocket vetoed unless she signs it. So, pretty interesting little legislative process that you may not have been aware of. And it's something that they now have to deal with. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what the governor does with these bills, whether she's going to sign them, turn them into laws, or simply allow them to expire. Pretty interesting. Now, talking about the Michigan Republican Party chair race, major endorsement came out over the weekend. Michonne Maddock, a Michigan Republican Party chair candidate, was endorsed on Thursday by the founder of Turning Point Action, the large, young, conservative activism group. Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point Action, endorsed Michonne Maddock on social media, describing her as a warrior in the trenches with his organization. His group has fought against unjust lawfare and joined us to help be a voice to fix the problems at the RNC. His group was organized back in 2019, hosted rallies for President Trump's re-election in the election of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Also, his group oversaw a Chase the Vote initiative, interacting with individuals, asking them to use the early and absentee voter ballot process to get out the vote on November 5th. According to January 3rd national data by Target Early, voters predicted to be Republican who used the early in-person or absentee voting grew from 18.7 million people nationwide in 2022's midterm election to 35.16 million this year. Meanwhile, the share of expected Republican voters casting ballots early, in person, or absentee grew from 40.9% in the last presidential election to over 44% this year. Michigan delegates will be voting for their next party chair on February 22nd down in Detroit Huntington Place Convention Center. In addition to Maddock, Jim Runstead, Senator from White Lake, Scott Greenlee, a longtime conservative Republican operative in the previous U.S. Fiji ambassador, I never heard of this guy, don't even know who he is, Joe Sella. Runstead has personally set himself apart through his fundraising abilities. In a New Year's Day ad, he announced that he was able to raise an additional $100,000 for the party. This was on top of the $15,000 fundraising fee to be put on the ballot at the state convention on February 22nd. Greenlee has been the latest to announce. He tried to run for the chairmanship back in February of 2023, but lost in an 11-person field where eventually conservative activist Christina Caramo won the seat. However, last year, Caramo was ousted from the state party, with members publicly condemning her fundraising and management shortfalls. After announcing on Thursday, Greenlee said he's about a third of the way toward the $15,000 participation fee. He raised that $5,000, he said, within 24 hours. During a pre-recorded interview with the upcoming MERS Monday podcast that will come out later today, Greenlee explained that because 2026 will consist of statewide races, there will not be the level of national support that we end up getting in a presidential year. Let's face it, in recent years, a lot of these donors have been traditionally legacy donors of the party. They have not invested for a variety of reasons, and we have to change that. Greenlee described the Michigan Republican Party entering the 25-26 cycle as now the party of the working man and woman. And we have to expand our reach in Dearborn, Wayne County, and other manufacturing areas of our state, said Scott Greenlee. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
You walked into the room. There was voodoo in the vase.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Other stories that I was looking at, not really anything major to get into, but one kind of interesting indicator for the economy here in Michigan. Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget announced last week that the state unemployment rates rose in November, rising in 11 of the state's 17 labor market areas. According to Wayne Rourke, spokesperson for the department, said Michigan's regional unemployment rate gains were primarily due to workforce advances across most of the labor markets over the previous months. Payroll jobs also rose over the entire month, especially in the metro areas. The median November unemployment rate increased only 0.1%, with jobless rates across the regions ranging from 3.6% in Grand Rapids, with Wyoming's labor market at a high of 6.5. Other areas, especially in northeast lower Michigan, included Alcona, Alpena, Sheboygan, Iasco, Otsego, Presque Isle, and Roscommon. Regions that saw an increase in unemployment rates between October 2024 and November were as follows. Battle Creek up to 5%, Detroit to 5.1%, Kalamazoo to 4.3%, Lansing, East Lansing to 4%. Other areas, Muskegon 5.3%. Saginaw, 5.6. The Upper Peninsula went up to 5.3. So, kind of a little bit of an indicator for November. December's numbers will be coming out here in a couple of weeks. So, we'll see if this is a trend with the economy under Biden. And is that going to change with the new administration coming in 2 weeks from today? Trump and the Republicans claiming that they will extend the Trump tax cuts that they passed in 2017, as well as lowering the corporate income tax rate. something that they believe will attract new corporations to the U.S. Department of Treasury to help us pay down the national debt. So we'll see if, in fact, that happens. But they plan to go with Donald Trump's agenda. Very much looking forward to this process. Well, as I mentioned last week, starting on Wednesday, New Year's Day show, we are officially in the first quarter of the Nielsen ratings. I'm not asking for donations. I'm asking for you to help us get the word out about the radio station. We've invested in 1,000 rear window stickers, and we need them on your vehicle. If you don't have a rear window sticker on your vehicle, text me your name, your address, and how many vehicles you can put these on. If you maybe know some friends or neighbors, co-workers that listen to the station that may not have stickers on their vehicles as well, please tell me the total you need and I will mail them to you, either to your home or to your business. As people see these stickers, it gets our name recognition out there, number one. Number two, they might cause people driving by your vehicle to listen to the station. If they become hooked like many of you are, maybe, just maybe, we can grow our listenership in the Nielsen ratings. In doing that, it will give us an increased rating performance, and we will be able to get regional sponsors, possibly even some national sponsors, to help fund the radio station. So please consider texting me your name, your address, and how many stickers I can send to you guys. We will absolutely get these in the mail to you. All you have to do is use a towel or a paper towel, clean off your window. I recommend maybe heating the car up, driving it for a little bit, get it nice and warm, clean off the back left corner of the window, pull off the backing and put it on your vehicle. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. One of the things that we need to do is grow the audience and our sponsors. And this is how you can help us do it. Greatly appreciate if you do it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code